ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 9 द लॉर्ड इनकार्नेट्स एज मोहिनी मूर्ति. टेक्स्ट नंबर 11. श्री शुक उवाच इति ते क्षेविलतैः तस्याः आश्वस्था मनसः असुराः जहसुः भावगंभीरं ददुः च अमृतबाजनम्. श्रीशुक उवाच इति ते क्षेविलस्तस्य आश्वस्तमनसोऽसुराः जहसुर्भावगम्भीरम् ददुश्चामृतबाजनम्. श्रीशुक उवाच इति ते क्षेविलितैस्तस्य आश्वस्तमनसोऽसुराः जहसुर्भावगम्भीरम् ददुश्चामृतबाजनम्. श्रीशुक उवाच इति ते क्षेविलैस्तस्य आश्वस्तमनसोऽसुराः जहसुर्भावगम्भीरम् ददुश्चामृतबाजनम्. बोलो. Shri Shukavacha, Shri Sukadev Goswami said, iti, does, te, those demons, kshevilataihi, by speaking as if jokingly, tasyaha, of Mohini Murti, ashvastha, grateful with faith. Manasaha, their minds. Asuraha, all the demons. Jahusaha, Jahasaha, Jahasuhu, laughed. Bhava Gambiram, although Mohini Murti was full of gravity. Daduhu, delivered. Cha, also. Amrutabhajanam, the container of nectar. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sukadeva Goswami said, continued, after the demons heard the words of Mohini Murti, who had spoken as if jokingly, they were all very confident. They laughed with gravity and ultimately they delivered the container of nectar into her hands. Purport. The personality of Godhead in his form of Mohini was certainly not joking but talking seriously with gravity. The demons, however, being captivated by Mohini Murti's bodily features, took her words as a joke and confidently delivered the container of the nectar into her hands. Thus, Mohini Murti resembles Lord Buddha, who appeared Sammohaya Suradvisham to cheat the asuras. The word Suradvisham refers to those who are envious of the demigods or devotees. Sometimes an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cheats the atheists. Thus we see here that although Mohini Murti was speaking factually to the asuras took her words to be facetious. Indeed, they were so confident of Mohini Murti's honesty that they immediately delivered the container of nectar into her hands, as if they would allow her to do with the nectar whatever she liked, whether she distributed it, threw it away or drank it herself without giving it to them. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasavi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here we see the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as Mohini Murti to bewilder the demons. So Srila Prabhupada comments in the purport, even Lord Buddha also came in order to cheat the atheistic people. I am reading this from Madhva Vijaya, the biography of Sri Madhvacharya. There is a mention how the spiritual knowledge has developed over the years. As all of you know, Lord Krishna established Dharma by establishing Yudhishthira Maharaj as the emperor of the whole world. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj and his descendants up to Maharaj Kshema, Pandava's last descendant to rule this earthly planet, is Maharaj Kshema. Up to him, almost 2,000-3,000 years into Kali Yuga, they have upheld the Vaishnava Dharma perfectly. Even though many of them wanted to oppose the principles of Vaishnava Dharma, but actually the kings were so powerful that they were not successful. After Lord Shiva killed Tripurasuras, I think some 3 lakhs, right? So they all took birth after being killed by Lord Shiva in that war, you know. All of them took birth as Brahmanas in Kali Yuga. So, basically, Srila Prabhupada said, quoting I think Skanda Purana or somewhere, that in Kali Yuga, most of the Brahmanas, they were actually previously Asuras in their last lives. So all those demons who are left out by Krishna without being killed, you know, who Krishna let them off, they only took birth as Brahmanas in the Kali Yuga. So, that is why those who took birth in Brahman families, they should not be proud, you know, because in their last lives they may be demons. So, all these Brahmanas, even though they are inherently demoniac and opposed to Vedic principles, but because of the strong rule of the Pandava descendants, they were actually outwardly pretending that they are following the Vaishnava Dharma. But actually, inherently, they are waiting for an opportunity to oppose Vedic principles. Because demon means, Prabhupada said, demon means one who opposes Vedic principles. Devotee means one who follows Shastra. Sadhu means one who follows Shastra very strictly. Demons means those who oppose the scriptures. So then what happened? Lord Buddha appeared. When he was a small boy, as soon as he was born, instead of crying, he was laughing. And all the Brahmanas and his father and all, everybody wondered, why he is laughing instead of crying? You know? Then he said, I am laughing because you are so foolish that you are still keeping faith in the Vedas and Puranas, the scriptures written by Vyasadeva. I think you are so foolish. I said, then who are you? How come? He said, I am Buddha. Buddha means intelligent. I am intelligent. Still they did not believe. So Lord Buddha actually made demigods, including Lord Shiva and Brahma and everybody. They all came and released all their astras. So Buddha, that boy actually defeated all of them, everything. Then Vishnu Chakra also came. Vishnu Chakra, he took the Vishnu Chakra, Sudarshan Chakra, and broke it and sat on that. And they all believed, it is very nice. You know, we'll follow you, all of you. So those who are followers of Buddha, they're actually Bauddhas. Because the purpose of, at that time actually, it was mentioned that all these Brahmanas, they were misusing Vedic injunctions, killing animals so badly just for their eating. Srila Prabhupada mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, that during the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chandkaji, Prabhupada mentioned that actually they were only sacrificing old animals which are not giving milk and all that. So not milk-giving cows or mothers, fresh mothers and all that. They were not giving like that. So their intention was to prove the efficacy of their performing sacrifices, so that the cows and all, they get back their life, young body, or they will get a human body. So this is there. But actually they were killing so many animals. So Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Lord Buddha came to bewilder all these demons, so that they will stay away. So that's how Vedas are. They said, Lord Buddha said, follow me. I don't believe in Vedas. Later on, Shankaracharya came and re-established Vedic system and all that. Prabhupada says, sometimes Lord Buddha comes. Sometimes in some Kali Yugas, the scientists, they become so powerful. Right? Now, Prabhupada says, this Kali Yuga scientists, they are foolish. They can't even go to the moon. But in some Kali Yuga, scientists have become so powerful, they go to Vaikuntha with their mechanical means. At that time, Lord Buddha comes to bewilder the scientists. You know, at that time. In some kalpas, Lord Buddha comes like that. So, that's what it is mentioned in the purport, that sometimes Lord actually appears to bewilder the atheistic people. And here also, Prabhupada compares that Mohini Murti came to bewilder the demons. Suradvisham, because Suradvisham means those who are haters of demigods or devotees of the Lord. So it is very important. So these demons are thinking, we are born of very high lineage, you know, Kashyap Muni. So we are all very great people. So we are very intelligent. You know, we are very intelligent. So now they are here, you know, in this situation. They are actually put in a situation where they have to take a proper decision. Because Mohini Murthy was actually advising them, how can you trust a woman, you know, like me, independent, right? I am like a prostitute. So don't trust me. But actually, Bhavagambiram, actually seriously she was saying that, don't take a decision based on my looks, like that. So, in our lives also, we have to take certain decisions, right, in our life. So, at that time, we should have enough knowledge, you know, stable mind, stable intelligence. And we should know what is right and what is wrong. And accordingly, take decisions. Right? So they could have taken the decision based on the instructions of Mohini Murthy and not give away the nectar, pot of nectar. You know? They could have, but their intelligence is so muddled like that. So that is why it is said decisions based on feelings, love based on logic, inherently lead to disappointments in life. Is it clear? Decisions based on feelings. So here, these demons are having developed great feelings for Mohini Murthy based on her looks, right? So even though she is telling the truth, still they are not seeing their harm in that, like that. So, all these scriptures, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavatam, so by reading them carefully, we can actually take decisions based on the lives of all the devotees. We should learn, right? I always tell, like Prabhupada says, Maharaj Nruga, he was given a chance to take a decision whether to enjoy the swarga result of his pious activities first or suffer the consequences of a small sinful activity. What did he choose? He has chosen to suffer first. Prabhupada said he is less intelligent, he is bewildered. He could have taken a decision to enjoy first, and once he had gone there, so many nice things would have happened. Right? So in 7th Canto Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, in our lives, we should take intelligence from we should borrow intelligence from pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and take decisions in our life. Right? Otherwise, in Mahabharata and Ramayana we can see people who have taken decisions. And under various circumstances, you know, they have actually suffered a lot. Just like sometimes we take decisions based on fear, right? A tortoise is protected by its shell as long as the shell is on the top. But when it flips over, you know, the same shell gives a lot of fear, and to get over to the normal condition, the tortoise flaps around in fear of dying. In the same way, sometimes when we take decisions out of fear, you know, it will lead to a lot of problems. Just like Ashwatthama, you know, he has taken a decision out of fear, thinking that Arjuna and Bhima, they will kill me. So he released the Brahmastra, you know, which has a potential to destroy the whole world. So his decision is based on fear. And then sometimes people take decision based on affinity, just like a cloth, you know, hung on a hook. Take shelter of that hook. But the same cloth gets torn because of that hook if it is pulled away forcibly. Right? In the same way, just like that cloth, you know, people, when we take decision based on unnatural affinity to some other people, we will get torn apart just like a cloth. You know, the prime example is Karna. Karna had a unnatural affinity to Duryodhan. So all his decisions are based on his affinity to Duryodhan. How to satisfy him? So whenever, because then that is why he is always torn apart between the loyalty to his friend Duryodhan and his duty to uphold the dharma. You know, but actually, because he was so much hooked on to this unnatural affinity to Duryodhan, so in order to prove his loyalty, you know, his dharma is torn apart all the time, which led to actually his destruction. You know, because that is why they are known as Dushta Chatushtayam. You know, many people nowadays in modern terminology they praise Karna. Right? They praise Karna. But actually Karna is, even though he is very very charitable person and all, because of his unnatural affinity to Duryodhan, many of his decisions are wrong, because so that is why he called Draupadi, who is a very chaste woman, a prostitute, you know, because of which, you know, he had to die. Of course, later on he repented. What happened to me that day, I don't know why I called, you know, Draupadi, because of bad association, like that. Then sometimes we take decision, you know, grief driven decisions. Just like a small drop of ink, you know, falls on the, you know, blotted paper and it spreads all over the paper. In the same way, the grief also starts with a drop. So when it drops on the blotted paper of uncontrolled mind, you know, it will lead to large scale destruction. Just like Gandhari. You know, prime example is Gandhari. Gandhari, she was grief stricken when she heard that Kunti gave birth to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then out of anger, she was so much grief stricken because they are thinking at least Dhritarashtra Maharaj did not get the kingdom. At least if we have an elder son, he will get it. So when they heard the news that Yudhishthira Maharaj was born before, you know, so she became so grief stricken, she became so angry, she hit her stomach. You know, she hit her stomach. Like that. So Duryodhan was born and it will lead to all large scale destruction of Kuru dynasty. Right? Another time, out of grief she took decision was when after the war was over, Kurukshetra was finished. You know, she was so grief stricken that she cursed Krishna. So this is the difference between Kunti Maharani and Gandhari. Gandhari blamed Krishna, you know, for all the troubles she had faced. She told Krishna, even though she knew that, you know, Krishna came as a Shantidut and tried to stop the war, still, you know, she blamed Krishna. If you really wanted, you could have stopped the war. So Mate Krishna said, what can I do? Your son is such an obstruction. Your husband is such an obstruction. What can I do? No, you are only the cause. Just like, you know, I suffered because of son, death of all my sons. You also will suffer because of the death of... Krishna laughed. He said, ye to purana hai, curse. Already, some sage already given. Vapas kyo dhura rahe ho? Right? So we should not take decision based on, you know, grief. Then sometimes, joy-driven decisions. You know, sometimes when there is a joke, you know, we laugh so much. Right? The tears come from our eyes. So tears coming from our eyes, you know, shows imbalance. You know, like that. Like, of course, Brahmananda Prabhu was saying that Brahmananda Prabhu was saying they are well off family. His father is a big businessman. He works so hard. When he would come back, his wife and children, they all would cook very nice stuff and eat and they sleep. When his father would come back, there is nothing to eat. He would eat kurkure. You know? So Prabhupada found it so hilarious. So he was eating only kurkure. He would laugh and laugh and tears would come and sometimes Prabhupada would fall from his chair, it seems. He would laugh so much. Like that. Of course, that is transcendental. But otherwise, sometimes when we are so happy, when we are so high in the clouds, we will forget the ground reality. You know, to take decisions. Just like Maharaj Virat, when he heard the news that, you know, Uttar Kumar defeated alone, you know, all the Kaurav Sena, including which is consisting of Bhishma, Karna, and others. He was so overjoyed, you know, that he was praising Uttar Kumar, and in that course, he insulted a great personality like, you know, Yudhishthira Maharaj. He threw the, you know, chess piece, you know, and then the blood started coming from the head of, forehead of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And immediately, Draupadi, that time she was there, she collected all the blood. You know, she collected all the blood. Because wherever Yudhishthira Maharaj's blood falls on the earth, that place will become barren for so many years like that. Suppose some 100 drops of blood falls from Yudhishthira Maharaj's head. You know, for 100 years, the place will become desert. Because he's Dharma Murti. So but for the timely action of Draupadi, you know, he could have brought destruction to his kingdom out of, you know, so sometimes, you know, joy driven decisions. Sometimes anxiety driven decisions, they go completely wrong. You know, they go completely wrong. Just like when we are running or walking, you know, we cannot expect to eat or drink properly. You know, like that. In the same way, when our minds are driven by anxiety, you know, we cannot take proper decisions. Just like Bhishma Dev, all his decisions based on anxiety to protect the Hastinapur kingdom. So, first decision to remain brahmachari, all, you know, everything went gone wrong. You know, so that is why when Arjuna took a vow to enter the fire, and if he doesn't kill Jayadrath before sunset, Krishna chastised him. Why your Bharatvamsha, you know, get caught up in all these, you know, pratijñas, vows? Already Bhishma Dev, your grandfather, took a vow, and he got caught up, and then he cannot, you know, because of that decision, you know, his vow and all that, to protect the Hastinapur and all, he had to fight on the side of Adharma, because he said, I can't leave, right? Then all these, blind sons, all these sons were born, so many, you know. Then your Majle Bhaiya, Bhim, he is also, you know, caught up. Kya jarurat hai? Because not only that he has to fulfill that vow, pratijna, that he has to protect also, so that somebody cannot kill him. Right? When Gandharvas caught him, you know, they were very upset. Then they go and release him, saying that Gandharvas wanted to kill Duryodhan. Then Bhima and Arjun, they go and request, you know, please release, you know, why? Because if you kill him, what will happen to Bhima's vows? You know, he's like that. Then he told Arjuna, why I have to take a vow? Anyway, usko to marna hi hai. Suryasta samay se, aaj nahi to kal to, he has to die, you know. Why you have to take a vow that, you know, before? Now your drishti is not on the head of Jayadrath. Your sight will be on the sun. You are always in anxiety when sun will set. Like that. So, then opinion driven decisions. You know? So, opinion of others are just like a stuck up paper on our minds. So, Duryodhan is always taking decisions based on the opinion of others. Based on opinion of others. So, because his mind is not fixed in dharma, he has no clarity, you know, to take proper decisions. So, all his decisions are based on the opinion of Shakuni, who is actually on the mission to destroy his dynasty. So that is why he could never take a decision himself based on his own analysis of the situation. Always clouded by opinion of Shakuni Mama. Right? Actually, Arjuna also was preached to by Krishna all the time, but he took his own decision because Krishna, you know, taught him, because Arjuna, he's in his heart, it is very clear what is dharma, what is adharma, what should be done, what should not be done. So even though Krishna gave him all preachings, still he took his own decision, whereas Krishna told him, yata ichasi tata kuru. My dear Arjuna, I have taught all this entire Bhagavad Gita. You know, itite jnanam akhyatam, guhyatam maya, you know, vimrushyena aseshena, yata ichasi tata kuru. I taught all this most confidential knowledge and all. You thoroughly analyze. You know, if you want, I will teach you again. But you do whatever you want to do. But Krishna, Arjuna, what did he say? Nasto moha smriti labda. Tat pratada maya achyuta. You know? Gata sandeha. And then Karishye Vachanantava. Right? He said, my dear Krishna, now that moha illusion has gone. Ashtamoha Smriti Labdha. I got my back my memory by your mercy. You know, all my doubts are gone. So I will do whatever you say. Yata ichasi karishye vachanam tava. So somebody who understands Bhagavad Gita, you know, somebody who says I have read Bhagavad Gita, I understood Bhagavad Gita, he should say these words, karishye vachanam tava. That is the proper decision to take, right? Like that. So our opinion, our decision making should not be decided on someone else's opinion. Right? We can take opinion of somebody, but we should have the intelligence to analyze the situation. Right? Another last decision type of making is weakness driven decision. You know, somebody who has inability, you know, he can actually take the help of the stick so that he can function properly. But if he uses that stick, you know, to beat somebody else, it turns into meanness. So Dhritarashtra, he was blind. That was his weakness. All his entire decisions, his entire dealings, based on this inferiority complex, his weakness, that I am blind. So he became so mean. So that's he was using that stick of his weakness, of blindness, and he created wholesale destruction. Right? So this Mahabharata, Ramayana, like that, so many decisions, so many things we can quote from Ramayana also. There is no time. So we can actually study scriptures properly, and based on this scriptural knowledge, based on the guidance of our superiors, you know, we should take decision and be responsible for that. Just like Pandavas, you know, they were actually, even the Draupadi, out of womanly weakness, she was always prodding Yudhishthira Maharaj, fight, khaya rahe tum, you're a coward, you know, why you want to forgive people like Duryodhan? You know, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, shamahi satya hai, you know, forgiveness is the truth. You know, if peace will prevail by sacrificing all this revengeful attitude, I will go for it. I will forgive them. But she was prodding him, you know, fight. Right? Like that, she was very revengeful. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is not like this. Pandavas, before actually they have taken a decision to fight, they consulted his friends, their friends, they consulted Krishna very thoroughly, you know, and then based on the opinion of agendaless friends, you know, here Duryodhan, he was bewildered because he is taking opinion from a agenda driven friend, Shakuni, but here they are taking decisions based on the opinions of agendaless friends, based on the scripture, based on the instructions of Krishna. That is why they were successful. So in this situation also, you know, demons could have taken a decision based on the instructions of Mohini Murthy herself. You know, Mohini Murthy herself. But actually, they were driven by their lust. They are driven by their lack of knowledge of real situation. Right? They are driven by attitude of cheating. Right? So, why demons have, you know, like it is said that the demons also worked very hard, demigods also worked very hard, but the time, place, circumstances, they are all same. Why demons did not get nectar? Why the demigods got the nectar? Because demigods have taken the shelter of the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. That is where they got it. Right? So what is the mentality of the demons? What is the mentality of the demons? The mentality of the demons is always get happiness for themselves. Friends are there, lovers are there, family members are there. Right? Are they, like petrol pumps of happiness? joy to fill the tanks of their happiness. So that they will be always happy. They will always be happy. So we should always consider this mentality we should get rid of. Like in there is some survey on Indian youth. So they found out the mentality of Indian youth nowadays is to get their own happiness, self-centered happiness. For that they will sacrifice anything, any value, anything. So that is the mentality of the demons, and we see that demons will never be happy, right? So is our focus on sowing the seeds of in the soil of giving, or cultivating the harvest for gains out of that relationship, right? So we have to consider that. So it is very nicely written about Krishna, Lord Krishna, how he lived his life. Krishna, he is the personified happiness, Ananda Ghana, Anandamaya Ghana. So he always lived when he was acting as a human being for the happiness of others. Right? When he was playing the flute also, he knew which raga, which time, if he blows, if he plays, will give happiness to which person. He has a raga, to make the cows happy. He has raga to play to make covered boys happy. He has one raga to make the calves happy. He has one raga to make the gopis happy. Like that, he was playing so perfectly, that everybody is happy. Whenever there is a danger, he is putting his own life at risk and jumping into the fray to save the people. Because of this, when they saw that, when all the Rajavasis, they saw that how Krishna is tirelessly working for their happiness, they dedicated their lives so much, they dedicated their lives so much that they are ready to do anything at his beck and call. So Krishna is always into giving happiness, building relationships like that. So that is why he was so much trying to give happiness to his friends and relatives, that all of them understood that this personality is always trying to give happiness to us. So he is the most reliable person. That is why Draupadi, she called only Krishna when she is in a two times when she is in a big distress. One is in Vastraharan, another time Durvas Muni incident. Arjuna, even though he was so much bewildered, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, disregarding the presence of great people like Bhishma Dev, Vyasa Dev, his own guru Dronacharya, and then Krupacharya, he took shelter of Krishna for the instruction. Right? Yudhishthira Maharaj, in spite of presence of all demigods, all great sages, he has decided to give the credit and highest respect to only Krishna, because Krishna helped them so much. Right? So wherever Krishna went, he did not believe in establishing empires. Right? He went and defeated Kamsa, but he gave the kingdom to Ugrasen Maharaj. He defeated Jarasandha, he gave the kingdom to his son Sahadev. Right? Everywhere, Hastinapur, because of his direction only they won, he gave it to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Right? He believed in not building empires for his own happiness. He believed in building long-lasting relationships which give more happiness. It is said that those people who think the need, concerns, of other people, so they are more happy than those people always predisposed towards their own happiness. You know, when the people are so much occupied with their own happiness and with their own needs, with their own concerns, you know, mostly they get disappointed and they get into depression. Yes, no? But those people who work for the happiness, needs and concerns of the people, they become icons. They'll be glorified. They become famous all over the world. You know, so just in the same way, you know, we should actually take decisions in our life, you know, based on giving happiness to others, not our own aggrandizement, our own self satisfaction. So this is where demons have erred, thinking that okay, we will take the help of the demigods. You know, we'll take the help of the demigods. Then we will, after that, because they are already, demigods were defeated, they were in a weaker position. That is why, when they came for a truce, they actually said, okay, we will agree. The demigods said yes to all their demands of demons. Because Krishna told them, agree whatever their demands. Like that. So demons are thinking, these guys are anyway weak. Let us take the help of these demigods. We will get the nectar. And in the end, we will steal the nectar. You know, let us share. Then both of them would have got. Both of them would have got. But because their demons means? Their own happiness. Okay? Their own happiness. So that is why Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that when the Vasudev takes the firstborn child, you know, to Kamsa, Kamsa says, you know, there is no danger from this boy. You know, bring the eighth child. But while Vasudev was going back, so he was thinking that we should never trust a person who is not self-controlled, who is into sense gratification. Those who are addicted to sense gratification, they will do anything to fulfill their sense gratification. So we should not trust them. Demons should never be trusted because they are not reliable. They are not reliable. Like that. So Krishna is there. So, all their plans gone awry because of their selfish thinking. You know, so that is why our thinking should be always, you know, how to give happiness to others. Whatever we do, you know, then we get so much, joy from everybody. You know, people in turn, if you try to give happiness to others. You know, people in turn give so much happiness to us. Because so many people we help, then so many people will try to give us happiness. Then we will become joyful. Yeah. So this should be the mentality of a pure devotee. You know, Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, how can one make you happy? Prabhupada said, if you are happy, I am happy. Another time somebody asked Prabhupada, how can I make you happy? You know, Prabhupada said, please chant Hare Krishna, I'll be very happy. Right? If I chant Hare Krishna, what happiness Prabhupada will get? You know, what selfishness is there? Because Prabhupada wants to see us, he wants to give us happiness. Right? He went to America at the age of 70, taking so much trouble. For what? You know, Sumati Maharaji was saying, Swamiji, you are very old, it's very old, very cold, you cannot enjoy there. Prabhupada said, this Mataji, she is thinking, I am going there to enjoy. You know, at the age of 70, what will I enjoy? Right? Because Prabhupada was thinking, happiness of the whole world. You know, happiness of the whole world. So we should actually Prabhupada saw one Mataji, Govindasi Mataji, you know, she was, Prabhupada told, Govindasi Mataji, she is very simple. Why? Because while plucking the flowers and all, she is chanting Hare Krishna. You know, she is chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, are you happy? Prabhupada asked Govindas Mataji. She said, yes, Prabhupada, I am so happy. You know, chanting Hare Krishna. Because Prabhupada was first time when she met Prabhupada, she was very young. But she is an artist. So she said, I went to Europe, this, that. Prabhupada was very surprised. At such a young age, you went all over the Europe, America, everywhere. Then she said, Swamiji, even though I went all over, I was not happy. So Prabhupada said, see, this is, unless you come to Krishna consciousness, you cannot be happy. Right? Then Prabhupada requested, you chant Hare Krishna and, tell everybody to chant Hare Krishna. They also will become happy. Right? One day Prabhupada was walking and there is one bug on the beach. Bug. Crawling. Prabhupada told, please chant Hare Krishna for that bug. So she says, whenever I see some bug, I remember Prabhupada and chant Hare Krishna for that bug. Right? So like that, that was Mahatma, broad-minded. So we should also follow in the footsteps of Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, and then try to give happiness to as many people as possible. You know, then we don't have to worry about this stupid Amrita of Swarga. Right? So the real nectar is in chanting the holy names of the Lord. If we can get that wealth, we'll be very happy. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you mentioned that in different Kali Yuga ages, scientists were capable of going to Vaikuntha. So how is it possible? Because one requires to be purified or having devotional service to go there.
Prabhupada wrote in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They have become so big. Scientists have become so big that they will be able to go to Vaikuntha. Maybe Svetadvip. Local Vaikuntha. Local Vaikuntha, Svetadvip is there. You know that? Yeah, Svetadvip is local Vaikuntha in the material world. What do you say? You want to say something about it?
What you said, Bulak Vaikuntha?
Huh?
What you said?
Svetadvip is local Vaikuntha, proper.
Yes, yes. Pole star, Dhruva Lokam. So that is within in this universe, so there you can go. But you can't penetrate the shells of the universe and go outside, that's not possible. No mechanical means can do that.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, actually Krishna is beyond the curse and blessing.
Yeah.
But sometimes Krishna puts people in Yogmaya potency, that's why they act according to the will of the Lord. Like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj thinks he is our child, and Nanda Maharaj asked him to bring his shoes on the head when he was baby. So this is transcendental.
Thank you. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.